There is no rush hour these days in Bethlehem, a Henry County town on US 22, 45 miles east of Louisville. No stoplights in Bethlehem, population about 100 people. The lone gas station, grocery store, and mill have all closed. But there is a post office that opened in 1862. Current postmaster Melinda Spear remembers growing up in 1960s Bethlehem.
I have wonderful memories of playing and running around. Kids don't do what I did back in the day. I used to get up and go out in the morning, and I would come back in the afternoon, you know, and my parents didn't have to worry about anything.
Melinda is the third generation of her family to hold down the postmaster job in Bethlehem.
Good morning, sir. How may I help you?
I'm not
ready. Oh, you're fine, honey. Come on. Let me help you out here. Do we need stamps today?
Yes.
Melinda's grandparents, Lee and Anna Laura Payton, started running Bethlehem's post office in the 1930s. Back then, the post office was part of their home.
You are standing in what used to be a bedroom in my grandmother's house.
In 1947, Melinda's grandmother did something that changed their lives and the town forever. She asked the U.S. Postal Service for a special holiday stamp.
She wanted to have something, since we are in Bethlehem, since it's the little town of Bethlehem. She was a very religious woman, and she wanted to have something on her cards. And they granted it to her, this stamp, and it is the three wise men following the Star of David. And it says on here, Christmas greetings from Bethlehem since 1947.
Word spread of that red stamp with the three wise men from the Bethlehem post office. And soon, Melinda's grandmother was postmarking 50,000 greeting card envelopes a year. They came from every state and beyond.
She used to have people mail from Europe, from Germany, from Switzerland, from England.
Melinda says the number of greeting cards she postmarks has dropped to about 10,000 a year. 10 years ago, the U.S. Postal Service considered changing the Bethlehem location to consolidate, but then reconsidered. People like Ronald McAllister, who grew up in Bethlehem, say the post office and the Three Wise Men stamp are special.
I love it because it's tradition, it's family.
Yep.
I still have family that live all over Bethlehem. You know, if it was to go away, it would be sad.
Right across the road from the post office, the Bethlehem community honors another holiday tradition. For the last 66 years, in December, they've held a living nativity scene. Olivia Harrell is president of the Henry County Historical Society.
The nativity that happens across from the post office, we always get calls about that. I had a lady comment on the Bethlehem Nativity Facebook page. She's from Southern Indiana and wanted to come see a living nativity with real animals.
Back at the Bethlehem post office, Melinda gets a little teary-eyed thinking about her family's legacy.
I know how much love my grandmother, my mom, my uncle put out into the community, and they were well loved back from the community. And it really means a lot to be able to carry on. I hope this little post office can stay.
Off the beaten path, at the Bethlehem post office, I'm Sam Dick, wishing you a happy holiday. Reporting for WEKU.